Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Very warm welcome to you all to St. Cato's and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship. It's lovely to be back with you after my recent break. We come together as brothers and sisters in Christ to offer our praise and worship to our Heavenly Father. And on this, the last Sunday after Trinity, we celebrate Bible Sunday, giving thanks to God for the wonderful riches of the Holy Scriptures contained in the Bible for our learning, our guidance, and our encouragement and our strengthening. And as we come before our Heavenly Father, we open our hearts to Him in prayer. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your spirit draw us to that love shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you show us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us knowledge of your truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd, leading us into life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia to the triune majesty. Almighty and everlasting God, increase in us your gift of faith, forsaking what lies behind and reaching out to that which is before, we may run the way of your commandments and win the crown of everlasting joy. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. By myself have I sworn, from my mouth has gone forth in righteousness a word that shall not return. To me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Only in the Lord it shall be said of me, our righteousness and strength. All who were incensed against him shall come to him and be ashamed. In the Lord all the offspring of Israel shall triumph and glory. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Response to Psalm 119. Lead me, O Lord, in the path of your commands. Your decrees are wonderful, therefore my soul keeps them. The unfolding of your words give light. It imparts understanding to the simple. With open mouth I pant, because I long for your commandments. Lead me, O Lord, in the path of your commands. Turn to me and be gracious to me, as is your custom toward those who love your name. Keep my steps steady according to your promise, and never let iniquity have dominion over me. Lead me, O Lord, in the path of your commands. Redeem me from human oppression, that I may keep your precepts. Make your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes. My eyes shed streams of tears, because your law is not kept. Lead me, O Lord, in the path of your commands. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. We who are strong ought to keep up with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Each of us must please our neighbour for the good purpose of building up the neighbour. For Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, so that by steadfastness and by the encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another, in accordance with Christ Jesus, so that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Truly I tell you, says the Lord, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to Saint Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They said, "Is this not Joseph's son?" He said to them, "Doubtless you will quote to me this proverb, 'Doctor, cure yourself,' and you will say, 'Do here also in your hometown the things that we have heard you did at Capernaum.'" And he said, "Truly I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's own town." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. This week we give thanks to God for the gift of the Holy Scriptures, the Word of God. The words of Holy Scripture bear witness first and foremost to Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. Holy Scripture details for us the history of the relationship between God and his people, from the very beginning to the coming of the Messiah Jesus Christ and the emergence of God's holy church on earth. In the writings of the Bible, we encounter the God who created us. His voice speaks to us as he spoke to those who wrote the scriptures. The Holy Scriptures are our companion in life. In them we walk and talk with Jesus. We hear his voice encouraging us onwards, lifting us when we fall, even admonishing us when we fall short of his teachings. We can carry the scriptures with us when we are alone, and we read and hear them with friends when we come together in worship. As members of the family of God, in the words of scripture, we find ourselves among friends. We can bond with the characters we encounter in both the Old and New Testaments, as they become our companions on our journey through life. In reading Holy Scripture, we find a renewed sense of what it is to be a part of God's family, a renewed sense of belonging to God and of being loved by God so much that he sent his only Son to share our lives and to die on the cross, that we might share his glorious risen life for all eternity. Through his words revealed to us in Scripture, our Heavenly Father inspires us and assures us of his love and of his concern for us. In Jesus Christ, our Heavenly Father reveals himself to us and calls us to be faithful to him. In our collect prayer this week, we thank God for the gift of the Holy Scriptures written for our learning. Let us pray for a renewed enthusiasm to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, so that we might know his comfort, his encouragement, and his strength in our own lives. For the message of Holy Scripture is that Christ, who led us through death on the cross to the new life of his resurrection, will lead us through the joys, sorrows, and challenges of this life to our eternal home in heaven. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary, our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese and for our own ministry area, that in obedience to your holy word, the Church may reach out and embrace all in the love and peace which only Christ can give. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence and oppression, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering through famine or drought, that the leaders of the world, led by the Holy Spirit, may be united in purpose, in securing a sustainable, secure, and peaceful future for all your people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, our friends, and our neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable, that guided by your holy word, we may love our neighbours as God loves us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and the isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and whose names are recorded in our intercession books. May they be strengthened by the Holy Spirit and consoled with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones, and we pray for the recently departed, for those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. May they share the eternal glory of heaven in the company of all the saints. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Jesus said, "Peace I bequeath to you, my own peace I give you. A peace the world cannot give, this is my gift to you. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love." Let us pray. God of our pilgrimage, you have willed that the gate of mercy should stand open for those who trust in you. Look upon us with your favour, that we who follow the path of your will may never wander from the way of life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Just before our final blessing, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Gellygair, for our service of home worship. It's really lovely to have you with us and to be back among you. I wish you all a very safe, healthy and peaceful and happy week to come. I hope very much you will be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship. The Lord be with you. The peace of God, which is beyond all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.